it's a growing strain. I'm not too sure, but put it this way, we're not expecting him back for at least 5 games. So that's a big disappointment for us. I don't want to obviously put a timescale on it because it's still very early on, still an awful lot of fluid there. But I do believe in the medical department they will do the best they can to get Luke Chadwick. Luke Chadwick's a very, very quick healer. But arguably, I've got to take a bit of responsibility for it as well, because I've not had any players fit, and he's supposed to play in games when he probably shouldn't have played in games. Ironically, he was down not to play on Saturday anyway. So, because we felt that he was close to fatigue, and he was only going to play an hour on Tuesday. So it's a big disappointment for us all. But almost becomes sort of the story of the season. You just have to get on with it. But it's important that Patrick Bamford's back in training, so he's travelling to Sheffield, and he looks fully fit. He's excited, so that's one to bolster the group. And I'm really looking forward to having him back in the side as well, because he's a top talent.
That was on my list, Patrick Bamford. Patrick Bamford watch, I guess. So you've answered that one. There's a few other players as well. David Martin, I saw him earlier today, and how close is he to coming back into the side?
Yeah, he's very close, yeah. Like I say, it's a very acute injury with his back. Whereas most injuries, you've got a guidelines that you can stick to. You just don't quite know how it's going to react to diving on the ground or jumping in the air.
And he says he's had this injury before, and maybe the last time he came back a little bit too quickly.
Yeah, so you've got to be conscious of the fact of what you do with him. And I'm sure he'll come back. And he'll come back when he's ready, and he'll come back right as well. That's the most important thing.
Dean Bowditch, he came off, didn't he, in that game? How is he? I mean, he's obviously another player that you could, in an ideal world, you'd rest him for 2 or 3 weeks, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. But the problem with it was, I brought him off at a time where he was starting looking tired, because we've got to be conscious of that. And these players are very, very close. They've been injured for a long, long time, a lot of this group. And we've got to be very careful about little things that don't go wrong. That's why we can't get too carried away with Stephen. He's still 3 weeks away from probably starting a game. Telling Stephen Gleeson that's harder than telling the fans, trust me.